This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hey everybody, welcome to Inside the Genie's Lamp podcast, where we go on a deep dive to help you discover how to move on from yo-yo diets and away from toxic diet culture. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Travis Murrells. I'm the owner and a head coach of The Fitness Genie. I've battled extremely poor mental health, manic depression, crippling anxiety, homelessness, and the absolute rock bottom that comes with those depressive thoughts. Fast forward to today, however, I've coached over 1,000 people to reduce anxiety, heal their relationships with food, themselves, and their body. Now we have an amazing, outstanding team coaching women all over the globe to achieve the body, but more importantly, the life that they want to be living. So if you're someone that is ready to move on from the classic 90s fad diets, Slimming World, Jenny Craig, unsustainable 1,200 calorie meal plans, and you want some freedom in your life, then this is the podcast for you. All of our coaching is one-on-one and 100% customized to the individual. We find a middle ground to start from and build the program around the client, as opposed to trying to get a client to fit our system. We decided to say fuck it, throw out the previous designs of the fitness industry and create something that actually works, designing it from scratch every time a new client wants to change their life and signs up. So I'm not going to keep you any longer. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram so you can engage when we're looking for feedback, ideas, discussion topics, and all that fun stuff. But otherwise, enjoy this episode of Inside the Genie's Lamp. Everybody, welcome back. This may be a quick one because it's really just a quick concept that I want to get through, but we'll see how much I end up doing a tangent through this and doing what I do best and just fucking rambling. But I really want to get this concept out because it seems to help a lot of people every time that I bring it up, and I don't think it's something that I have spoken about before, and that is anxiety or procrastination. Either one, you can say either word and it still applies, but I'm going to say it's about anxiety. Anxiety delayed is anxiety multiplied. And I believe the original saying was procrastination delayed is procrastination multiplied, or something along those lines. I can't remember exactly where I got it from or how I got it, but I've always just remembered it as a problem delayed is a problem multiplied. And it typically goes for all of the health, or I suppose the mindset coaching clients that I have, where it is if you delay this problem or if you procrastinate on this problem, all you're doing is multiplying it. Because I'm going to say 95% of the people that I actually work with in a mindset capacity are anxious or they have anxiety. There's a difference between just being anxious in general and actually having anxiety. That's one of the things that I really want to get across as well, is everybody feels anxious. Everybody feels nervous. You remember when being nervous was just being nervous and you were like, ooh, I'm feeling nervous, instead of, oh my God, I think I'm having a panic attack. It's figuring out which one that is to start off with, because you're allowed to be nervous. It's natural to feel nervous, but I don't know. As someone who has debilitating or has had debilitating panic attacks where you can't make a sentence, you can barely walk, and then you start to have a little bit of blurry vision and it really fucks with you and you think people can hear your thoughts, and then that leads to either blackout rages or insane depression where it's like, oh my God, it's been 4 days. How did I get here? That all sparking from anxiety. It annoys me when people are like, oh yeah, I think I have anxiety because I get anxious sometimes. It's like, cool. So you get a little bit nervous. Cool. What do you want to do about it? Do you just want to do this anyway? So I don't know. That's always something that's just been in the back of my head, that there's a difference between being nervous and being anxious and actually anxiety that is crippling you. And then, of course, you've always got the mild anxiety that is just like, hey, yeah, I do feel this, and it struggles to breathe. It struggles to breathe. That's a good one. I struggle to breathe sometimes with mild anxiety. So that's fun. But the big thing that I always tend to get across to people is if you delay this problem, you are just multiplying it, particularly when we're talking about the anxiety that is involved with all of this. If we talk about the anxiety that is involved with all of this, all we're going to be doing is if we don't do this now, it's going to be on our mind for the rest of the day. And then if we're scheduling it in for tomorrow as a best case example, what we're doing is we're thinking about the thing that we have to do all day. And then it gets to tomorrow and then we're like, oh man, I'm not sure if I want to do this or if this is something that, you know, and then it's the exact same thing and the exact same situation that we were in yesterday, except now we've had the luxury, let's say, of thinking about that and worrying about that for all of, let's just say, all of yesterday and then all the way up until today. And we're in the exact same boat that we were yesterday. The only difference is we've had more time to panic and worry and think about it and in our brain go over the worst case scenario of what if I don't get this done or is it going to be too hard and all of those things as to where they go, I'm just a perfectionist. It's like, no, you're just fucking scared of failing and you're worried about something being wrong. So just fucking do something about it and get it out of the way. Once it's done, you'll be able to adapt the project or whatever it is that you're working on. You'll be able to fix it because now you're operating off of known experience instead of perceived imagination of, oh my God, what if? So that's one of the concepts that I just wanted to get out is if you are consistently delaying something, all you're doing is multiplying the problems that are going to be coming with it. If you just think about what you want to do, if you have a to-do list and it's a million things long, first off, get out of the to-do list. Stop looking at, oh my God, I've got all of these things that I have to do today. Pick two things on that list that are urgent and that need to be done or that would give you the best satisfaction slash load off your shoulders if you completed them and got them done today. And then turn those two things into an achievement list and then knock them off and be like, fuck yeah, I did that. And then the next one, fuck yeah, I did that as well. And then you can sit down and relax knowing that you've gotten those two things done. And then whenever somebody says or you think to yourself, how was my day? How was your day? Yeah, it was good. It was actually pretty productive. I got this done. I got this done. Two big things that I really wanted to do. Tomorrow, I think I'm gonna. And then we break down the to-do list into an achievement list that seems a lot more achievable and doable because you're no longer looking at 200 things. It looks overwhelming. So you put it off and never get it done and wonder why the laundry is never done. I'm totally not guilty of that at all. Turn your massive to-do list into an achievement list and focus on the things that are most important and most urgent in that moment right then and there. If, oh my God, nearly died and I've got something in my eye. What a world. Not that you can see it. Oh my God, but people on YouTube can. If we're looking at all the things that we have to be doing, we're more than likely going to get overwhelmed. And if we delay that or if we put it off, we're just multiplying that because we then have to think about all the things that could go wrong. My advice, take your to-do list or take the thing that you have to do and just fucking do it, even if you don't want to. And I know that is the most cliche bullshit advice of like, just do it. Like a fucking Nike company. Nike. I also hate the people that call it Nike. Why is it Nike? It's Nike. Get it right. Stupid people with your different pronunciations. Say chowder. Never.
Say it, Frenchie. Say chowder.
Never.
All right, I'm gonna enjoy this.
My Simpsons people are laughing, but the rest of you are like, what the fuck is wrong with Travis? So, just do the thing that it is that you're wanting to do. Once you have done it and once it is off your list, it's more than likely gonna take 10-15 minutes to get the thing off your list and off your chest. If it's something that does take a little bit more time, then hey, let's plan that. Let's structure that and be like, what are the steps that I have to do to get this task done? One of the things that I do whenever I start to notice that I am procrastinating on the task, the first question that I always ask myself is, why am I procrastinating on this? And then if the reason that I'm procrastinating is something to do with, well, I'm not sure if I can be bothered or I just blah, 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 I just, nah, nah. If it's something in the realm of, I just can't be fucked, Then I'm like, well, that's too fucking bad. I'm going to get it done. So then that way I don't have to do it tomorrow. And then I look at the time. For example, now it is 1:41 p.m. If I look at the time and I go 1:41 p.m., worst case scenario, if I do this thing, it's going to take me 2 hours. I can have this, if I do this right now, I could have this finished by about 4 o'clock. And then from 4 o'clock onwards today, I can say that I've been productive, that I've absolutely killed this thing, and that I've nailed it. And then I have nothing to worry about for the rest of the day. Fuck it. I'm just going to do it, get it out of the way, and then it's done. And then the stupid thing about this is once you have gotten that out of the way and once you've gotten it done, you're more than likely going to want to back that up because it feels good completing a task. So then once you've finished that, you're like, man, what else is there? What else can I do? Where is another task? Or what else needs to be done in this realm of to-dos, to-do list slash achievement list, all that fun shit? Because if we can start to look at that and lean into the delayed gratification that I'm always talking about and delay the short-term pleasure of, I don't want to do anything, and get into the headspace of, well, if I just do it now, I don't have to do it from 4 o'clock onwards today. From 4 o'clock, I can zone out, I'm done, there's nothing in my brain, I've done the thing that I wanted to do, I can say that I've been productive. There are so many more pros that come with, let's just fucking get it done, instead of, let's delay this thing and then end up multiplying it and then feeling like shit for the rest of the day because we didn't actually do anything or didn't do what we wanted to do. Then we have to worry about it tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow doesn't actually work for me because I've got this appointment and this and that. I was better off doing it yesterday. And it just becomes a whole overwhelming thing that is just like, what the fuck is the point in delaying something if it's going to cause that much extra stress? Hey everybody, just wanted to jump in here to remind you that Christmas is just around the corner and one of our busiest time periods for signups is late November through to around about mid-December. One of two things happens around this time. One, people either start for around about 4 to 8 weeks before Christmas, obviously depending on their start date, so that they can get the foundations of their health journey and what works for them in the tangible sense. Then when we come back into it in the new year, we just flick the switch, keep doing what we were doing, and away we go. Or, number two, what's most common for clients of mine is they lay down their deposit and start paying off the program now so that their payment schedule is extended, which helps out the budget a lot. From there, they're locked in and ready to go for when we come into the new year, knowing that they're secured, we have a start date, they have their program already in hands, they're in and they're committed to smash out the new year with a coach that is not going to let them fall into another shitty resolution thing that they've always done. This is the last quote unquote weight loss thing that you will ever do for a resolution. We can guarantee you that because we teach our clients to make us redundant. So if you are interested in this, check out our website for details, www.thefitnessgenie.com.au. or visit the link in our Instagram bio for everything else, Fitness Genie. But for now, back to the episode. So if there is something in your life, whether it's applying for this program or any sort of coaching with myself or Laura or Lindsay or anything like that, if it's applying for coaching, just fucking do it. Because worst case, we jump on the phone and this happened to someone, I don't know when this podcast will be coming out, but sometime last month in October, we jumped on the phone and in the first 10 minutes, I was like, cool. So this program is going to be way too expensive for you. You've literally just told me your budget and what you're looking for. I'll still run you through the program and the prices and how that all works, but it's more than likely going to be out of your budget. So what we'll do, because I've already booked out 45 minutes for this call, is I'm just going to coach you for this 45 minutes. Inquire through the website. Let's go for it. And obviously in an ideal situation, we're going to sign up and we're going to move on with one-on-one coaching because it's an amazing fit. But for this lady in particular, straight off the bat, she told me how much money she had and that she was working with. And I was just like, cool, program isn't going to suit you, but I've already booked out the time, so let's make it worth it. And I went through a complete coaching call and I said, you know what? You're even in a better spot than you give yourself credit for. What I would do is recommend starting off at the gym and doing this 3 days a week. Do that for the rest of this year to establish the habit of going to the gym. And then next year, DM me on Instagram and then we can go from there of, this is what I would recommend nutrition-wise, and this is what I would do. It's not massively one-on-one or specific stuff. It's like, sweet, here's the next general step that I would recommend. Worst case, that's what happens. Just in relation to coaching, that's the worst case situation, so just fucking do it. If you're worried about it not being in your budget or if you're worried about it not being a fit, that's exactly why we have the call before we sign anybody up. So A, we can display how much value is actually in the program, and then what your program is more than likely going to look like, because everything is customized and personalized to your questionnaire and what you're feeling, what you're thinking, and where your starting position is. All of it is customized to where you are. And then we build it out every week again and again and again and again based on how you're progressing or regressing. But that's why we have the call, to figure out where we're starting from. And worst case situation, cool, it's not going to be a good fit right now, either personality wise or financially or whatever. And we just help you as best that we can. If it's something that you have to get done, like laundry or the dishes or housework or vacuuming or all that shit that I'm struggling with at the moment, what you have to do is just be like, or the thing that helps me is, you know what, dishes, 10 minutes. Unloading the dishwasher, 5 minutes. Vacuuming, probably, let's just say 5 minutes, because there's only like so many rooms in this new house. I've already lost track of all of it, but another 5 minutes there. And then let's just say mopping the floors, that's going to take a little bit longer, maybe 20 minutes. That's less than an hour. That's 45 minutes. That's one coaching call. And I was like, if I can book out a coaching call for this time and I can just play some music, get all this shit done in 45 minutes, it's done. And it's 1:45 at the moment, meaning by 2:30, I could have everything that I wanted done for today. And then that's it. But the big reason that I'm not doing it is because I'm like, oh, I just really can't be fucked. But if that comes up, I typically go, well, you know what? I'm just going to get it done, because then that way it's done. I don't have to worry about it. I can move on with my weekend and my day and this and that. The pros easily outweigh the cons of just getting something done. So my advice is to just go for it. If the reason that you're procrastinating is because you're overwhelmed with the amount of shit that you have to do, get rid of everything. Take a look at everything first off. And then go through it and just be like, you know what, if I can get these two things done, turn it into an achievement list instead of a, this is what must be done, turn it into a, I would like to get these two things done, and turn it into an achievement list. That's where you're going to absolutely start slaying your to-do list. And it's going to be amazing. And you're going to get so much more shit done. You're going to be a lot less anxious, because now you're just moving things and you're ticking things off. So you've got the dopamine hit coming in from completing a task. And then you're also not worrying about literally anything for the rest of the day, because you can honestly say, you know what, I did have a productive day. I got the things done that I wanted to do. And now I can just sit back, relax, and enjoy the rest of my night. Wake up tomorrow, rinse and repeat. So that actually was a quick one. So that's pretty much it. If you have questions on this, or you need help with working through any of that, message me on Instagram, or better yet, jump into the free community Discord. That link is in our bio. We don't charge anything. We don't do sales or anything. Exclusive offers and discounts and fun stuff like that, that all goes out to the community first. We're doing a live Q&A through November. So jump into the Discord. The Zoom link will only be in there. And that's just a live Q&A to go back and forth with people, to be like, hey, how can I help you and how can I change your life? Book out an hour for it. Why the fuck not, right? But yeah, otherwise, I hope you're having an amazing week and an amazing time, and I'll speak to you all soon.